this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, April 30th, 2015, R&B legend Benny King passes away at the age of 76. He was a member of the Drifters and sang lead on their biggest singles, This Magic Moment, Save the Last Dance for Me, and There Goes My Baby. King also reached the Billboard Top 40 seven times as a solo artist, including his 1961 number 4 hit, Stand By Me. On this day in 2008, Gail Renard, who was given the handwritten words to Give Peace a Chance by John Lennon in 1969, announces plans to sell the lyric sheet at a Christie's auction. At the time, Lennon told Renard to hang on to the piece of paper, saying it will be worth something someday. The piece of music history was expected to fetch around $400,000, but when it was actually sold in July of 08, it went for $790,000. On this day in 1999, all five members of Aerosmith visit shooting victim Lance Kirkland in a Colorado hospital before their show in Denver that evening. The band dedicates Living on the Edge to the student, who was one of 28 wounded and 13 killed by two deranged classmates at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado, on April 20th. On this day in 1983, blues guitarist Muddy Waters, born McKinley Morganfield, dies of a heart attack at the age of 68. He is considered the father of modern Chicago blues and was a major inspiration for the British blues explosion in the 1960s. He has been ranked at number 17 in Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. On this day in 1976, The Who's drummer Keith Moon pays 9 cab drivers to block off both ends of a New York street so he could throw the contents of his hotel room out of the window. On this day in 1976, after playing in Memphis during a Southern tour, Bruce Springsteen climbs the fence at Graceland in an attempt to see Elvis. Security guards stop him, and he is escorted off the grounds. On this day in 1970, Twiggs Linden, the road manager for the Allman Brothers Band, is arrested for murder after he stabbed a club manager during an argument over a contract. At the ensuing trial, Linden's lawyers argues that he had been temporarily insane at the time of the incident and that touring with the Allman Brothers would drive anyone insane. Incredibly, Linden is acquitted. And on this day, April 30th, 1957, a song is recorded that is also a title of a movie and becomes the first single to ever debut at number one on the British charts. Who's the singer? What's the song? The answer's right after this.
When it's time to buy appliances, wouldn't you rather deal with experienced local people you can trust? The folks at Dunnett Appliance and Mattress have been in business serving the Bangor area for years with great prices, friendly faces, and expert service. They know their products inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go!
On this day, April 30th, 1957, a true classic is recorded. The song goes on to top the Cashbox bestsellers list, the Billboard pop music chart, the R&B chart, and even the country and western chart. It also becomes the first single to enter British charts at number one. The tune was written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, specifically for a scene in the movie of the same name. Here's Elvis with Jailhouse Rock.
Put dancing to the jailhouse rock, 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 rock.
shifted and he said, mix, nix, nix.